Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. Yes, I am your host, Nicole Cleveland. I'm an author and motivational speaker and founder of Breathe Again Magazine, and I am the host of this fabulous radio show because it is God-inspired. Not about me, but it's all about God. So you know what? We want to connect with you online. We want to connect with you on our social networks. Log on to breatheagainmagazine.org. Read stories of motivation and inspiration, testimonies from women and men just like you, just like me, that have gone through the fire, came out the fire, and is sharing their story to help you and to help myself. You know, we do what we do each and every week so that you may feel like you are not alone. We don't want you to sit in a corner. We don't want you to be crying. We don't want you to feel like you are by yourself in your struggle or in your storm, because we know that God is no respecter of persons. And if he did it for us, if he did it for the guests that we bring to you, he will definitely do it for you as well. He's not, you know, it's not if it will happen. It is going to happen, and you are going to make it. You may feeling like right now is one of the worst times in your life. Things are just not going right, and things are happening that you never would have dreamed would be happening to you at this time. But let me tell you something. God specializes, and he is in control of your situation. You know, he really is. Connect with us online. We said breatheagainmagazine.org. Facebook is facebook.com/breatheagainmag, and Twitter is @breatheagain. We're also on Google Plus. You can find me, Nicole Cleveland, and we're also pinning things on Pinterest. We're all over the place. I tell you, all these different social networks that we have, but this is what we do, and we meet so many different men and women that need to hear stories of motivation and inspiration. So I love what I do. I'm doing what I love, and God is getting the glory in the midst of it. You know, he is getting the glory in all that, not all, I ain't even going to lie and say all, because sometimes I be in my flesh. So no, not all, but most of the things, he is getting the glory out of it. And he's still working on me. He's still working on me, just like he's working on you, because I have not yet arrived. I have not arrived yet. So let's talk about the show today. Let's talk about the show today. Well, before we get into the show, I normally come to you and I give you a word of encouragement, something that maybe the Lord dropped in my spirit during my early morning time, because I get up before everybody gets up in the morning, and I get on the floor, and it's just me and the Lord. And sometimes I'll go downstairs, sometimes I'll just be in the room, but I get on the floor, and I just speak to God, and I fellowship with God each and every morning. And sometimes he'll drop things in my spirit, and I'll share it with you, or something that I may have read on Facebook or somewhere else, or something that I posted. But today I'm going to share something that my daughter came in the other day. She was outside playing, and she came in, and she was just so happy, and she was like, guess what I did? I helped this lady, Mom. I helped this lady. And I was like, what are you talking about? She said, it was a lady, and she was yelling, and she said, help me, help me. And, you know, my daughter's, you know, theatrical, so she was doing the whole movements, and she was saying, help me, help me. And I needed to help her, and I was like, did you go to her? She was like, no, I didn't go to her because she's a stranger, but I did go get an adult, and I told the adult that the lady over there is yelling and she needs some help. I said, well, that's good, baby. That is really good. And so she was going about her day, and she was doing different things in the house, and she came back to me and she said, Mommy, I just feel so great. I feel so great that I helped that lady. And I just began to explain to her that it is a good feeling to help. That is what we are supposed to be doing. We are supposed to be helping someone else outside of ourselves. And she was just like, I just feel so great on the inside. So God is so good. He's so good because God is watching. You know, the kids are watching us. And as I help other people, that is instilling in them that they need to be helping other people as well. But I bless God for her because she knows not to be going up to strangers. And she said, I said, because, you know, anything could have happened, Ishelle. They could have pulled you. They could have just put you in a car. She said, that's why I didn't go to them. That's why I didn't. And I went to go get an adult. So I just bless God for her because what I'm doing and what I'm instilling in her, she is listening and she is moving forward with it. So to God be the glory. To God be the glory. I think my sister is on the line. I see her in the virtual studio. And Venus, are you there?
I am here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, let me set up the show. Let me set up the show. I was rambling on about my baby girl, and then I was talking about, you know, how people could connect with us. But let's get into this show. Today's show is about becoming an author, and can your book be a ministry tool, your testimony? Can it be a ministry tool? So many people feel as though they got to have a title to be a minister and they got to have a title to do this and do that. But, you know, God uses whoever he wants to use. And books have been blessing people and delivering people and healing people for years. And so I want to talk to Venus today. She is the author. She is the chief visionary of the Anointed Pen Christian Writers Conference in Detroit. She's the author of Brown Paper Bag. She is a marriage advocate, and she is my friend. I love her. I really do love her. And she don't play. She just don't play. You don't play, do you, Venus? You do not play. I saw your post yesterday, and I was like, I ain't touching that. You said something about I don't understand deep folk, or I just can't get with deep saints or something. What you say, Venus?
I said these deep saints are annoying to me. That's a whole nother show.
I said that is my friend right there.
It's too complicated. It's just too complicated.
Yeah, I understand.
You know,
yeah, I understand. Well, look, I want to get into talking about these books because you're going to be here in Richmond, and I'm going to put this plug out here. You're going to be here next Friday, and you're going to be facilitating the Aspiring Authors Christian Workshop here in the city of Richmond, Virginia. And I'm telling you, if you guys are listening right now and you have thought about becoming an author, you don't know where to start, you don't know how to put it together, you just don't know what to do, or if you've already started and you've got writer's block, this workshop is for you. So I really want you to connect with us. Go to breatheagainmagazine.org, click the little workshop button, and pay for your ticket. Register for this workshop. Give yourself a Christmas gift early and register for the gift. So, Venus, let's get into the show. Talk to me a little bit about your background first. Just introduce the listeners for those that don't know who you are, who you are.
Okay, well, again, you've said my name already, Venus Mason Theus. I hail from Detroit. I've been a Detroiter all my life. I absolutely love, love, love my city, despite what you may have heard. It's probably all true, but, you know, if you're a Detroiter, you know how to deal with the madness. There's a lot of good things about my city as well.
Right.
I am, as you mentioned, being a marriage advocate, I am married to the most wonderful man in the world for me, and we've been married for 27 years. We're a blended family, so we have five adult offspring and 15 grandchildren.
Woo!
I'm also my mom's caregiver, have been for nearly 17 years, her full-time caregiver.
Mm.
And, my husband and I minister at our home church together. We're the directors of the family ministry there, so that kind of ties in with my marriage and family advocacy. And then, you know, I had a group of wives here in Detroit. You know that yourself because you're now a member of the real Holy Wives of the Kingdom.
Yes.
Group. President of the American Christian Writers Detroit Chapter and the visionary and founder of the annual Anointed Pen Christian Writers Conference, which is held here in Detroit each year. So those are just actually some bullet points for who I am. You know, I'm just your girlfriend. I'm real plain. I'm not real deep.
Yeah, you the girl that gets me. Yeah, you are the girl that gets me to eat. What did I eat? Frog legs? What did I eat?
Well, yeah, you know, as women, we forget things like that. But I did write Brown Paper Bag. It's actually tied into all of this madness that is a part of my everyday life. It started out as a journal when I woke up one Saturday morning and my life completely changed when I had to take on my mom's role as caregiver for both my maternal grandparents and her because she had had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And so doing so, I said, oh, let me, you know, just kind of journal to, you know, release tension and stress and just feel good about myself. And in doing that, I said, you know what, I should probably take the things that are helping me and maybe turn them into some kind of how-to book or maybe do a newsletter for other people. Because when you get to be about, you know, 40-ish, you move into that sandwich generation and you are raising children and then you're also getting into a place where you're caring for your parents and possibly even your grandparents.
Right.
So then it started to be a how-to for other caregivers. But as I was doing that, I've kind of felt the need for kind of setting up the background of how I got to be in the position of, you know, being a caregiver for all of these people. And then I started to say to myself, you know what, these details may or may not be something that certain family members want to have shared. So then I said, you know what, I'm going to make this into a novel. And I embellished a lot of the details. So the book is fiction currently, but it's, of course, like all fiction, it's based on, you know, a lot of things that went on in my life. It starts out in Detroit in around the late 50s, and it goes all the way through the 1970s. So those who are familiar with Detroit, especially if you're from Detroit or have spent any time in Detroit, you'll see a lot of landmarks. You'll see some historical factors.
Right.
You'll see some landmarks. So I said all that to say that you can write either and be very effective in ministry because at the end of the day, my novel ministers to people about relationships, you know, the romantic relationships. It talks about there's some aspects of infidelity. There's some aspects of health care and challenges in health. There's some girlfriends, you know.
Oh, yeah.
When I mean girlfriends, I mean, you know, sister friends, you know, about those types of relationships. So at the end of the day, it does minister to people without preaching to them.
Yeah.
And as a Christian writer, it's important for us to point out that we have flaws. That's why I talk about, you know, these deep saints. And you know, let's be real. As long as we're here on earth, we're going to have some hiccups in our, you know, journey through life. And how we overcome these flaws and these challenges that we have. So what we're going to be talking about next Friday at the Essentials for Aspiring Christian Writers workshop is how to get started.
Yeah.
And I like to say, even if you've never written a check, I believe if the Lord has downloaded a desire to write down in you, that he's going to make a way for you to get it out. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to, you know, have been some sort of a scholar or something like that. But you do need to have at least a background where you're willing to do some work. Because even if it's fiction and you make up a whole lot of stuff, some of it's got to be believable. So you're going to have to do some work. So whether it's fiction or nonfiction, we're going to get started on the bare bones of how to begin to write. We're also going to talk about the business aspect of writing, because if you're going to publish your book, there is business that needs to be taken care of. There are monies that are exchanged. There are budgets that need to be established, and you need to determine how to budget, how to fund your project, and we'll talk about your author image. We'll talk about marketing your book. And again, if you want to sell it. Now, if you are just writing a book for your own personal gratification, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that because obviously if it's just for you, you don't need to know a whole lot. But I will be talking to those who want to get the book out of their computer or off of their notebooks and actually get it into print or get it in ebook form so that it can minister to hundreds, possibly thousands of people. So that's what we're going to be doing on Friday night next week.
Right. And in the workshop, the attendees are going to be introduced to a few things, that you just went over, the entrepreneurship aspect of it, and that is the business side of it, the three-step writing method, how to find time to write, self-publishing, and then marketing. Now, Venus, a lot of people will say that I can't write a book because I don't have any money. I don't have money to market the book. I don't have money to purchase the books if I'm self-publishing. And if I go the traditional route, I may get rejections. Talk about the rejections at first, because some people are going to like it, some people are not going to like it, but you're going to have a thick skin.
Right. You do, and, you know, I caution authors about starting out. If you really want to get that message out, my recommendation right off the bat is for you to self-publish, because there are tens of hundreds of thousands of new titles that are submitted to the traditional authors' houses or the traditional publishing houses every year.
Mm-hmm.
And the likelihood of it, even your manuscript, even getting seen is very low. Unless you're talking about spending money here, you can have representation with an agent and pay the agent to help you get your book into the hands of possibly some publishing houses. It still doesn't guarantee that you'll get a contract.
Right.
However, I believe, particularly with Christian writers, if you've got a How I Got Over story, or you have, you know, a craft that you want to teach somebody, a how-to or so forth, or if you've got a wonderful evangelizing, non-preachy novel that you want to write and get into the hands of people who can be delivered, who can be healed, who can be encouraged, edified, then I can recommend that you do it through self-publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, rejection, you ask about rejection. Well, one thing that we like to say here in Detroit is that rejection is a pre-acceptance. Because if you develop that thick skin that you talked about, Nicole, you're not going to stop at the first no. You're going to continue until eventually you'll get a yes. My thing is, I'm not patient enough. You may be patient enough, because it may take years before you get to the yes. So you have to decide whether or not you are willing to continue to send manuscripts to publishers. I mean, every now and then, you know, something just short of a miracle happens, and it may get into maybe Oprah's hands or something like that. I just started reading a book. A young lady got her first novel published, and Oprah somehow got hold of it, and I don't know the story behind that.
Yeah.
But, you know, how
but that is
does
not
that
the
happen,
norm.
Realistically?
That is not the norm.
Right. And so, again, as a Christian writer, if you've got a message that has to get out, I'm not so sure we should be trying to wait until the publishing houses pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the platform that I stand on. Go ahead and get the book done. Because also, I'll tell you another thing. I think that a lot of us have a fear of success, so we can fall back on, I'm not so sure I want to do it yet, so on and so forth. And you talked about money. Well, an entrepreneurship, it is a business, let's be clear. It is not a charity. Unless you are wealthy or have some disposable income, you are going to have to fund your project. So you fund your project just like you would any other small business venture. However, you would go through the procedures, you may go to a bank, get it bankrolled, whatever you would do. We'll talk about that in the show, workshop next week, because I try to teach it tonight.
Right.
But that's just food for thought. It is a business, let's be clear.
That's right. I want you to take some time and speak to that person that's been on the fence, the person that knows that they have a book in them, they want to write a book, they fear is holding them back, they just don't know where to start, and they're thinking too much, and they're getting themselves in the way. So I want you to talk to them right now, Venus.
Well, you know, I would, if I were talking to that person right now, mm-hmm. I think I'd have to interview them and find out what it is that they believe is holding them back. You know, mm-hmm. why don't you want to? Because I think that might be, there may be individual reasons why they're on the fence. Some mm-hmm. of them may have information like I was talking about that they're not so sure they want to have released because they know people will recognize themselves, you
right.
know, in the book, whether fiction or nonfiction. So
mm-hmm.
I think we kind of have to weigh that on an individual basis. But
mm-hmm.
the bottom line is this book something that the Lord has told you needs to be written? Is this about you or is it about who you can minister to? That's the difference
mm-hmm.
between a
mm-hmm.
Christian writer and just someone who's writing, you know, for whatever other reason that they're writing. Because
mm-hmm.
one of the things we'll be talking about, we're going to identify why you feel you need to write this particular book. Why are you writing this book? Who is your audience going to be? Who is going to benefit from reading your book? And when
right.
they answer those questions and they determine that it's not about them, then they're going to have to move out of the way of whatever the fear is or the block is that is keeping them from getting started. Or is the reason you're not started because you're organized and you just don't know what to do? Well, next week we're going to be equipped with what to do and how to get started and what to do when you're stalled and so forth.
Yeah. What about those individuals that they want to write a book, and, of course,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to get other people involved in it, family members like you were talking about earlier. But what happens if it's between a husband and a wife and one person is in agreement, the other person is not in agreement? I know a situation where someone wrote a book. They put the business out there. I guess they were not in agreement, and it ruined the marriage, and so they split. But the person that wrote the book just kept on going, said, I'm going to write another one, too. And so I just feel as though there needs to be, that's your marriage, and your marriage should come first. Is that correct, Venus?
Well, now, see, now I got to put on my wife coach hat, and absolutely,
right.
if hubby says no, and you plan on being lined up with the Word of God, then you got to put that on the back burner, because one thing about it, God is not going to assign you anything that's going to tear up your household.
That's right,
so
that's right. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, and that's what I was trying to relate to the individual, but they just kept on going. So, well, this is really good. Real
probably not as important as, and really even beyond that, because we're supposed to be doing everything that we can to have our marriages intact.
Right.
And, you know, wives are supposed to be submissive to our husbands. And I know, yes, that goes two ways, but at the end of the day, husband is the head of the household. He's the head of the family. So now you're
right.
going to be teaching another word.
That's all right. It's just in you.
If the Lord has assigned you a book to write and your husband says no, or even on the flip side,
that's right.
says no, that's a delay.
Mm-hmm.
If you absolutely have an assignment, first of all, you have to be obedient to God. And what
yes.
God said is our husbands are the head of the household.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a woman who's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, perhaps the way she was doing it, maybe there's a way to do that, to have written that book without exposing the family. That's the reason mine is a novel. My
right.
family members don't even recognize themselves, and I'm wondering, how do you not know that's you? But, you know, maybe the Lord put scales on their eyes, or maybe they're just, you know, too embarrassed to say anything to me about it.
Right, right.
But if we're being prayerful and if we're following God's instructions, he's not going
right.
to allow your household to tear up over this assignment that he has given you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the Word of God says he who started the work will be faithful to complete it. So if it started, mm-hmm. God just needs to change that other individual's heart. And so you need to stop and pause and just wait till it gets changed.
Yeah, in his
yeah.
own time.
That's
first of all,
right.
God wants to, you trust me, can I trust you with my project that I'm assigning to you, and then do you trust me to bring it to pass?
Oh, Jesus.
Ramp it down people's throats.
Yeah. All right now, Venus.
And you're going to sell four or five copies of it, and everybody else is going to want you to give copies away. So what's your point?
That's right. That's right. You're right. You are so right. All right, so talking about the writer's conference and, well, the writer's workshop, talk a little bit about the Anointed Pen, because every year you have an Anointed Pen Christian Writers Conference. It's a 2-3-day conference, and you'll have another one coming up in 2013. Talk a little bit about that and how that was birthed.
Okay, the Anointed Pen Conference started out as a simple workshop. I looked around, I'd see different of my colleagues that would have conferences, and they would travel together, you know, in packs, I call them, and they'd go all over the country and they would do tours together. But I noticed that most of them were people from the southern region of our country and even some in the northeast. But here in the Midwest, where I live and in the tri-state, we really didn't have those many authors that knew each other and that did, you know, any events or anything together. So I wanted to pull people together so that we could, you know, do joint ventures and so that we
right.
could feed off each other and build each other up and so forth, because it's not a competitive world. There are enough pairs of eyes for all of us, and people who love to read love to read. So once
mm-hmm.
they put down my book, then they're ready to pick up Nicole's book, and then they're ready to pick up, you know, LaWanda's book and so on and so forth. So initially it was to just try and put out a clarion call for authors in this area to pull together, and then maybe we could brainstorm and do some things together. But interestingly enough, I didn't find a whole lot of published authors in my area. So it transitioned into, okay, well, we need to train some more authors. We need some new books. We need some new authors.
Right.
So over the years, what we've actually been doing is I've been bringing in the best of the best in this region, and now I've even reached outside of the region and brought in bestsellers like Kendra Norman Bellamy, who lives, I think she moved to Florida, but she was from the Atlanta area for years. Kendra has 22 books under her belt, and
right.
several are bestsellers, national bestsellers.
Yes.
So I bring in people who teach every aspect of writing once a year. We converge together, and, you know, they teach all of these classes, and I think you might be speaking prophetically when you said 2-3 days, because it started as one day, and then I moved it up to about a day and a half, and after
uh-huh.
last year I got so much slack because everybody was saying they needed more time,
uh-huh,
more time
uh-huh.
with writers workshops that we had, that
yeah.
in 2013 it will be 2 days.
Oh, praise
the Lord.
Lord.
I might even move it up to 3, but right now it's 2 days.
Okay,
so,
okay.
And 2013 will be the 5th annual, so I know I have to do something really, really special, and I'm still working on it. That'll be the weekend of September 27th, I believe it is, 27th, 28th.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. And I did attend the last Writers Conference, and it is phenomenal. So I just recommend anybody out there that wants to learn the aspects of writing and meet some other authors and just fellowship with one another, it is a must. It's a must. So, you know, faith believer, I just want to thank those that have been logged on, listening to the radio show. Regina Baker's been on the line the whole time. Love Regina Baker. She's the author of Let Go. Yay!
Mm-hmm.
She's the author of Let
Go. My mind with her glasses down on her nose. Is that who it is?
Yeah, that is
on
who
her,
she is.
On her Facebook.
Yes,
see,
that's her.
I'm not looking at Facebook, see? She's branded. She does an excellent job branding. I can hear her name and I see her icon. Hi, Regina.
Amen. I love me some Regina Baker. She's the author of Let Go and Let God. And we also had Faith Believer on listening as well. And she is a supporter of Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. And so we just want to thank them both for being out there, and the other listeners that are out there as well. And I just want to thank you as well. Thank you so much for joining us today, Venus. And we just want to give your contact information. What's your website so they can go to your website and find out more information?
Real easy. It's my three names, Venus, like the planet, V-E-N-U-S, Mason, M-A-S-O-N, like the mason jar, and Theus, T-H-E-U-S, VenusMasonTheus.com is my website. I am all over the internet, you can Google my name and you can find me. And also, if you need to contact me personally via email, you can simply email me at ask@venusmasontheist.com.
Amen, amen. And I believe there was a question in regards to self-publishing and what were your thoughts on self-publishing. And very quickly, did you want to say something about self-publishing?
I'm not sure what the question was.
The question was, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on self-publishing?
I highly recommend it.
Okay,
yeah,
very good.
It must not have been an early part of our conversation. I highly recommend it, particularly if you are brand new out of the gate and you really want to get that book into someone else's hands, because it takes a long, long time, and it's also very iffy if a traditional publishing house will even look at your manuscript.
That's right. That's right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. You've been listening to Venus Mason Theist. She is the author of Brown Paper Bag, marriage advocate, and chief visionary of the Anointed Pen Writers Conference in Detroit. We just want to thank her for being on the line. And she's going to be with us next Friday, December 28th, in Richmond, Virginia, for the Aspiring Authors Workshop. If you have been thinking about writing a book, don't know how to start, don't know how to finish, don't know how to do the in-between, come on out, sit in the room, and just get fed by Venus Mason Theist. So God bless you. Go to our website, breatheagainmagazine.org. It has all that information. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking the time out to join us today, to be with us. And we appreciate it. Breatheagainmagazine.com. Follow us on Twitter at Breathe Again and Facebook, Breathe Again Mag. We never ever say goodbye. We always say until next time. So God bless you and have a super fabulous evening.